house of the Lord. I just want to, let's just praise him one more time, shall we? Go ahead and praise him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you've done in this house tonight already. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you for your blessings, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord tonight. And the Lord has already blessed us and ministered to us, strengthened us. Amen. And now I believe the word of the Lord would desire to go forth as we teach the word of the Lord. Amen. I've done this long enough to know that churches, great churches, churches that strive to accomplish great vision, amen, they are built on the teaching of the word of the Lord. Amen. How many would agree with that? Amen. And so that's what we are striving to do this evening and every time we step to the pulpit to teach and to preach and to declare the word of the Lord to God's people. Amen. And so it is that the last few weeks we have looked at the word of the Lord as it applies to the subject of giving. And we feel to kind of wrap that up this evening, just a three-part series. Yes, believe it or not, three-part series is quick for me. Amen. That's a short one. And but just because of schedules, this is the time that we felt allotted for this. And somebody say, let's give. And as I talked about last Thursday, it wasn't so much the let's give portion of this title slide that I connected with me when I saw it, but it was what was underneath, worship through giving. How many know giving is worship? Giving is worship. And we need to see it as such, and we need to understand it as such. So it is quickly, just a quick recap. This past Thursday, we discussed the first giving principle, which was the giving of our tithe. Better phrase, the returning of our tithe. There we learned that a tithe, the word tithe, simply means a tenth. So when talking about our returning of that, giving of that, it is in reference to the fact that we believe the word of the Lord would ask us to give a tenth of our increase to him. And that is the not to just give a tenth, but how many know that we read scripture after scripture that talked about it being the first tenth. And so we are, I believe we could even go so far from the basis of scripture to say that if we are just giving a tenth of our giving, that is not necessarily even a tithe, that it needs to be the first tenth. And you may say, well, that's just kind of semantics, or that's, you know, as long as I'm giving a tenth. Well, what the Lord is looking at is he doesn't care about your money. He doesn't, well, you know, I'm giving God the money, I'm giving God a tenth. That he don't care about your money. He doesn't need your money. He wants to know if you're willing to give him the first. He wants to know that when you get increased, do you think of him first? That's what this is all about. It's not about money. So, you know, if pastor's preaching about money again. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's not about money. It's not about the church needing your money. It's not about the church needing my money. It's for sure not about God needing our money. It's about this is one way of many ways that God has established in his word for us to be able to show forth from our hearts and our mind that he is first in our lives. Amen. Amen, that he is first in our lives. And so a tithe, it's very important. It's very important that when we get our increase, whether that's the, you know, our weekly paycheck, biweekly, whatever it is, that the first thing we give from that it's not our rent, it's not our mortgage, it's not our light bill, and then the 10%. But the first that we give is the tenth of that to the Lord. Somebody said amen. And let me just prove this to you from the word of the Lord quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 31 and verse 5. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn and wine and oil and honey and all of the increase of the field. And the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And so the tithe was the first. It was the first of the fruits. It was the first of what they harvest. It was the first. And that is what they gave to the Lord. Amen? And so we understand, again, tithing is all about ownership. And it's letting God know that we know that He controls it all. He controls it all. Amen. How many know everything we have is not ours? It's not our home. It's not our cars. It's not our 401ks. It's not our bank account. It's not our savings account. It's not our money. None of it. None of it. We are stewards. We are stewards of that which is God's. Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So everything that is in the world is God's. It's the Lord's. Amen. And so everything that is in it is His. That means everything we have is His. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The money's mine, he says. The increase is mine, saith the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. You'll probably read it in the King James Version here, but I want to read it to you in the English Standard Version. It says, for who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? What do you have that you didn't receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? It says, everything you have, God, the inference is that God gave it to you. So why are you going around boasting about the fact that you got it? You earned it. You made it. You built it. You created it. He said, everything you have has been given to you. So don't go around boasting about the fact that you made it, you earned it, you created it, or you built it. You need to understand. I need to understand. Everything I have, I received it from the Lord. Somebody said amen. Oh, hallelujah. And so when we tithe, we're making it known that it is all His. We're making it known that the first fruits belong to Him. We're making it known that all we do and all we have is His. Amen. And so, but now, so we move on. If you want to know more about that, you can listen to last week's lesson. But today we're going to move past this discussion of tithing, and we're going to move into the next biblical principle of giving called offerings. Somebody say offerings. Offerings. And so we need to understand the fact that God is just as adamant in Scripture about offerings as He is tithing. You see, a lot of times when you hear people talking, especially in a church culture, about giving, really all you ever hear is tithe. Tithe, 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 tithe. But we need to understand biblically that God was just as adamant about offerings as He was tithes. In fact, the book would say it like this in Malachi chapter 3 and 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? And the Lord responded and said, in tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings. So you're cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. And so here we see that the Lord, you know, the Lord would consider individuals who say, well, I'm just going to give my tithes and that's all the church is going to get. They're not going to get any more out of that. The Lord would consider that individual who is not giving offerings a robber. Amen. Amen. And so I think, and the reason I said that is not to, come down on anybody. I want us to understand what the word of the Lord says. Because maybe you've been taught, or maybe you have a mindset that, you know, tithing is all that you need to give biblically, and that's it, and that's sufficient, and that's all that God requires. But I want us to see, and I want us to understand from the word of the Lord that that's not what God has established in His word. Okay? That He's very adamant about this, and He says it is to give tithes and the offerings, and if we don't, then we are robbing Him. And so it's important. It's important that we don't just look at tithe. I think it's important that we also look at offerings if God is just as serious about it. Somebody said amen. I think it's interesting to note that the word offering is used 754 times in Scripture. That's a lot of times. And the word offerings, plural, occurs 265 times in Scripture. So here we see that somewhere a little over 1,000 times in Scripture, offerings is mentioned. I think we could all agree on the fact that it is a very biblical principle, this principle of offerings. Now here's what I run into, and we're just going to talk a little bit tonight, but here's what I run into when talking to people about offerings. They'll tell me that, you know, as we kind of alluded to a minute ago, since I have given my tithe, then I've already given that which has been required of me by the word of the Lord or by the Lord as it applies to giving. But the revelation that we need to receive is that tithing is not the ceiling of our giving. Biblically, we need to understand this is very, very important. Tithing is not like the pinnacle. Tithing is not the ceiling. Tithing is not, yes, if you reach that mark and you give that, then man, that's you know, everything. But rather, we need to understand that the giving or the returning of tithe is simply the beginning point. And the reason is, as it applies to giving, and the reason is because we haven't given anything yet. Until we give over and beyond the tithe. Again, watch what the book says. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. So here we find that we've already established the point that everything we have is God's. But when it comes to the tithe, the word of the Lord says that belongs to God. Right? That's not yours that you then give to God. That belongs to God. In essence, what it's saying is that our tithe is the part of our income that is the Lord's. And so my question is, or the comment or the statement is the fact that we cannot give him anything until we move into this dimension of offerings. Somebody said amen. Because how can you give something to somebody when it's already theirs to begin with? Does that make sense? So this is when it, now we're starting to get into this dimension of generosity. Well, I give 10% of my tithes, and last year I made six figures, and so I was super generous to the church. No, you weren't. You weren't generous at all. In fact, you were a robber. You stole because you didn't give any offerings. All you gave was tithes. I'm not saying that to anybody in the house. That was just an illustration. But you see what I'm saying? Just giving of the tithes does not show forth generosity. It doesn't matter if you gave $1 million in tithe. You were not generous. So, well, that's an awful lot of money. Doesn't matter. It wasn't yours to give. So how can you be generous if it wasn't yours to begin with? Right? And so... again, if all we do is return our tithes, then we haven't given God anything yet. But when we give of offerings, that is when we begin to give to the Lord. That is when we step into that dimension of truly giving to the Lord. So we want to look at this. Look at what the scripture has to say about offerings. Exodus chapter 35 and verse 4. We got a bunch of scriptures tonight. Exodus chapter 35 and verse 4. And Moses spoke unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a, what? Willing heart. See that, we might talk about it, but that's not tithe. He didn't say, if you have a willing heart, return your tithe. He don't care if you're willing or not. That's his. See what I'm saying? But when it comes to the offerings, it's different. And this is what I hope to, you know, to portray this and to help us to understand this. Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart. Let him bring it, an offering of the Lord. Gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin, dyed red, badger skins, shittim wood, the oil for the light and spices for anointing. On and on and on it goes, and it lists the different things that they could bring as an offering unto the Lord if they had a willing heart to bring it to him. The verse plainly speaks of the difference here between tithing and offerings. For again, it says, whosoever is of a willing heart. The difference is, as we've already stated, our tithe is that which we return to God because it is not ours to begin with, but our offerings is what we willingly give to the Lord. So let me say it like this. If the tithe is a demonstration of our obedience to God, then the giving of our offerings is a demonstration of our love towards God. I know several people that don't love God but give tithe. And so we need to understand that tithing can just be a demonstration of obedience. Demonstration of obedience. But offerings is a demonstration of our love to him. The joy we have in serving him. Our worship unto him. In fact, the word of the Lord would say it like this in Exodus chapter 35 and verse 20. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. And everyone, so it's a heart issue. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So your treasure is going to follow your heart. Oh, hallelujah. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up from their heart, everyone whom his spirit made willing. His spirit, lowercase, that was his emotions, that was his will. It was their will, willingly, from their heart, from their emotions. Stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all the service and for all the holy garments, for all the things that the church was accomplishing. So we see that what was it that moved them to give their offerings unto the Lord? Their heart willingly to give over and beyond their tithes. There was something in their heart, something in their spirit, something in their will, their passion for the things of God, their love for the things of God. Their just complete awe of who he is, their worship of who he is. It was not something that they felt forced into doing. Oh, hallelujah. Willingly. Oh, hallelujah. They didn't feel forced into giving this offering. It wasn't something that was being squeezed out of them. Come on, you got to give offerings. Come on, you got to give offerings. You got to get. No, that's if it's compulsion to give, then that's not an offering. To give with a willing heart, willingly, from your spirit, from your own soul, in connection with your understanding of his goodness and his might and his glory and his power, we give unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And nobody's forcing me to give this. Nobody's making me give this. I want to give this to the Lord. My offering unto the Lord. I'm not being manipulated into giving it. I want to give it. Oh, hallelujah. It was deep down in their hearts. Something deep down in their hearts that was causing them to willingly give their offering. Now, I need us, I believe, to keep in mind that we're dealing here with a people who had been bound for years in Egyptian bondage. But the Lord had miraculously set them free from Egypt's control. You're dealing with a people who had seen God part the Red Sea so that they could escape. And you're dealing with a people who had seen God provide every one of their needs. Manna and falling on the ground and quail coming in. And these are the people who saw all this stuff. In other words, you're dealing with a bunch of people that knew they had been bountifully blessed by the Lord. Somebody said amen. And in response, not in response to anything going on or to a need or to whatever necessarily, and that's not always wrong, but just in response to what they felt in their heart about the fact that God had delivered them from bondage, and in response to what they felt in their spirits about the fact that God had provided for our needs, and we didn't know where it was going to come from, but manna came down from heaven and provided for my family. And when the Egyptian army was coming up behind me, a Red Sea parted and a Red Sea parted in front of me, and we watched across on dry land. And in response to all of those things, they felt something in their heart that said, I want to give. I want to give offerings unto the Lord because he has been miraculous in my life and he's been a blessing in my life. And he's saved me so many times, and he's been there for me, and he's been a friend that sticketh closer than any brother, and he's been with me in the midnight hour, and he was my healer, and he's my deliverer, and he's my savior, and he's my helper in a time of storm. And so when it comes time for me to express that gratitude unto the Lord in this particular form of giving as it applies to offering, that is going to be what my response will be based on. Ooh, hallelujah. Above and beyond that which I return to him because it's his to begin with, now I move into that dimension where it is up to me to decide what I want to return and give to the Lord. And that is to be based upon what's in my heart and what's in my spirit. And it's to be based upon the knowledge of just how good God has been to me. Somebody said amen. So I want to read for you how great this offering was. And so he tells them to give, and then they think about all this stuff. And in response to all of that, they begin to give this offering. And I want to show you this is an amazing thing. As they began to give this offering, this people who understood how blessed they were, this people who understand just how blessed they were, began to give. Exodus chapter 36 and verse 5. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord had commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Now, if you didn't catch what it's saying there, it's saying Moses had to put out a declaration to say, you are giving too much. We've already met the need and have exceeded the need. You can stop giving, which lets us know and lets us understand they weren't giving because there was a need. Which again, I know there's sometimes we say, hey, we have a need and we need to get to that. That's not always, there are those moments, but that's not what offering is to look like on a general basis. Those are specific times in the history of a church. We need to build a building. We need to buy a whatever. And we're going to raise an offering for that. But that's not something we do week in and week out. Oh, come on now. And so we understand that the general principle is the fact that, listen, I'm not given to a need. I'm not given to keep the lights on. I'm not given to keep the air on or the heat on. I'm not given so that we can do whatever. I'm giving in response to the goodness of Jesus in my life. I'm giving in response to the fact that he brought me. a mighty long way. I'm giving my offering in response to the fact that he's been with me and he forgave me and he washed my sins away. And I should be in a drug house. I should be in a prison. I should be in a cemetery. But I'm not. I'm in the house of the Lord with hands lifted, with the Spirit of Almighty God in my life and the name that is above all names on my living. And I'm thankful for the blessing of the Lord, and I want to show forth that blessing in this way as I give unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now please don't leave here and say, well, he was just saying that that's the only way, you know, that we can show forth our gratitude for the blessings of the Lord in our lives. If you think that, you're missing it all. You're missing it all. There's 100 different ways that we can show forth our gratitude. Actions and reverence and singing and worship and praise unto God and time, talent, but also treasure. And it just so happens the series is on treasure. So don't leave here and say, well, you know, he's just, you know, how ridiculous it is for him to think that that's the only way we can show forth our gratitude. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this is what God's talking to us about now. And we can show forth that gratitude as it applies to our offerings. Oh, hallelujah. Now I just want us to think this through a little bit, because you know we might have the wrong impression. So here are these people of God, and they had to be restrained from giving. Now we know there was a bunch of them, okay? There was, you know, some people say there was 1 million, some people say 2 million, whatever it was. So there was a bunch of them. So we understand that. Are we, you know, it's relative, okay? So it's, we can keep that in mind. But there was a bunch of these people. But what we need to understand is that let's not think, oh, they just had so much. They just had so much to give, you know, that's why they were able to do that. We need to keep in mind they had just been delivered out of Egyptian bondage. How much stuff did they take? I mean, how much stuff can you carry when the Lord's moving you out of the city? You can't carry much. You can't carry all your clothes and all your shoes, all your cabinets. You know what I'm saying? All your knickknacks and all your stuff. At the end of the day, you're saying, listen, we're about to go on a journey. We're going to be camping out. We need to take the necessities. We're not taking all this fancy stuff that could probably bring a good price. We're just taking necessities that we need for us and our families as we camp in the desert on our way to the promised land. So it wasn't like they had all this excess lying around. It wasn't like they were super, super wealthy people. For all they had, again, was that which they could carry when the Lord brought them out of Egypt. But the fact of giving wasn't in response to what they had or what they didn't have. Their giving wasn't in response to what I have or what I don't have. It's in response to the blessings of the Lord. Somebody said amen. Now, obviously, you know, we need to keep all this in perspective. We understand that, you know, we may have this overwhelming gratitude to the Lord, and you know, but we can't give everything we have to the Lord. Because, I mean, we still have to pay rent, right? So we understand. We understand that. But what the word of the Lord is teaching us is we need to have an attitude of gratitude. And when we give of our offerings, it should be based upon a generous, somebody say generous, a generous attitude, not based on need, but based on our understanding of the goodness of God in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.